Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang kababayang taga Sydney na ang side hustle ay nasa events and production. Kausapin po natin si Soki Monar. Hi Soki!
Hello, kamusta naman?
Umpisahan muna natin, Sok. Kailan nagsimula ang side hustle mo?
Dito sa Sydney, I started siguro around 2017. I arrived in Sydney mga 2016. I know one of the first producers and promoters here in Australia to work for some events and projects. While I was handling artists in the Philippines noon, so specifically kay Rico Blanco. Pag may mga concert siya here in Sydney na she produces or works on, she invites me. Sabi lang niya one time, oh, gusto mo ba rumakit? I'll get you na lang for concerts pag nasa Sydney. So sabi ko, game. Iba-ibang roles din. More than anything, it was to help and support for the love of my friends and co-workers before.
It's really OPM artists, tama?
Mostly, yes. So, just because kinuha niya ako for Bamboo, for parokya ni Edgar, pro COVID days pa siya.
Matagal ka na bang nahihilig sa OPM artist nung nasa Pilipinas ka ba? Unmode ka palagi? Just curious.
Matagal na akong OPM fan, so or music in general. Back in the Philippines, radio pa lang yung pwede nating gawin. Hindi ako pinapayagan manood kasi ng TV nung mga. So ang only means of entertainment is yung radio. So nirecord ko pa yata yung mga songs nun sa cassette tape. Isusulat mo yung lyrics, diba? Sulat mo yung lyrics sa notebook or magsusong hits ka, ganyan, to sing along. So 90s, nung mga early 90s, diba dumating yung Eraserheads, River Maya. So nag-boom na yung OPM nun. Ang lakas ng band scene nun. Everybody wanted to be in a band. Ako, I wanted to be in a band. Hindi naman nangyari sa akin. It never happened. Pero after college, napunta na ako sa music industry. So, surrounded by musicians and eventually, I managed bands and became an artist manager for record labels too. Yun yung history ko or background ko with music.
Can you really see yung passion mo para sa ganitong klaseng trabaho? At sa mismong musika itself?
Yes. Kasi parang nung nag-move ako to Sydney, iniisip ko wala muna akong papanoorin or intindihin na OPM. Yung ayoko muna, nilayo ko muna yung sarili ko kasi sabi ko, mamimiss ko talaga. Pero ayun, nilalapitan yata talaga ng music. So, like now, I work for the International Convention Center. So, events din siya and entertainment. Mga concerts, may mga events. Nandun din sa entertainment side.
Now, maybe we can compare yung scene and yung mismong trabaho mo from the Philippines versus kung paano ang roles mo, yung mga kailangan mong gawin ngayon na nasa Australia ka na.
Or sa Philippines, artist management. So, I was managing my own bands. Part of managing the bands, gumagawa ka ng events for the bands to promote them. Artist management and events side and production side of things. That's when I worked for record labels then, Warner Music Philippines and then MCA Music Philippines. More of managing the artists, looking for events for them, tapos or producing events for them, and touring. So medyo dun ko na experience, dun ko na practice yung pag-produce or pag-organize ng events. Dito sa Australia, kung ano lang din yung alam ko since before, I'm artist manager. So, alam mo yung side ng artist manager and the band or the artist. So, here, tad naman, production side ka naman. So, in a way, I think, kita ko yung both sides. So, alam mo what to expect from the band or what you think band will need as soon as dumating sila dito and stuff. Para alam mo na yung i-expect mo from them. Ang role ko here is, iba-iba actually. So, minsan, production side. So, stage manager or production manager. Yung iba, parang help-help lang din. Now, ang expectation ay entertainer. So, as an entertainer, bilang kilala ko yung mga bandang dumarating, taga-aliwa ko sa kanila or distraction sa mga kung ano-ano problema or whatever. And since napag-uusapan naman, partly ina-explain ko rin sa kanila yung concert situation or production situation dito sa Australia. Kasi some of them, iniisip nila, it's the same as the US, it's the same as Canada, or it's the same as the Philippines. Parang try to explain na it's different kasi cost of living dito, tsaka yung lahat, ang mahal eh, to produce. So kapag kunwari may mga nagrereklamo na, ah, yung babangan ng TF namin dito. Eh, explain ko talaga, safety and security, kaganyan, lahat may value lahat dito. So, ang mahal to produce. Sindihan naman nila kay ganyan. So, bumabait sila.
Usapan naman natin yung challenges of being in this kind of side hustle.
Challenges. Oh, for the event, siguro more of budget. I think that's the main challenge in any project or business naman. Depends din siyempre sa economy, sa marketing, sa timing. As I said nga, iba yung lifestyle here in Australia and iba yung spending habits. So sometimes, kahit bigang artist na darating, you're not sure kung tatauhin or kikita ang event. Hirap din i-juggle and decide yung ticket prices, yung ticket sales, yung operations. So minsan, you think it'll work, biglang it's not what you expected. Other stuff, yung artist or management demands din. So like simple things, like syempre expected arrival times, like example, check-in sa hotel, tapos not all hotels naman allow early check-in. So yung mga ganun, ang demand din naman syempre as much as possible, gusto nila hotel, not an Airbnb. Eh again, ang mahal ng cost of living, ang mahal ng hotel tsaka operation. So yun, pang challenges, artist moods. Pero sanay na ako dun, so okay.
Would you recommend having an ABN when you get into this kind of side hustle?
It will be good to have your own ABN din for safety, of course. Kasi very strict nga dito sa Australia, di ba? Anything na work-related and lalo na kung babayaran ka ng malaki, edi better na lang that you're safe with paying your taxes and all.
What are the factors that you consider in actually taking on a project?
Siguro in my case, okay yung setup with me because I'm working with people that I know. No, or I've had working relationships with before. Kilala ko sila, trust na hindi to scam or hindi to short term lang, it's a long term thing. May nangyari na rin sa akin na ganyan nga, pinakilala lang din sa akin and kind of inassure niya sa akin na okay naman, only to find out later on na hindi. Although again, dyan lalabas yung the show must go on and yung professionalism mo, tutuloy mo na lang kahit medyo palpak na yung nangyayari, parang ganun. Or medyo hindi na maganda yung relationship or yung nangyayari with the promoter or the producer.
So siguro naman may gut feel ka din, di ba?
Meron din. Pero kasi minsan kapag nag-invest ka na dun, tapos parang nagawa mo na eh, tutuloy mo na lang. Kaya nga, malaking bagay na meron ka ring, na-foresee mo yung mga bagay, tsaka kaya mo mag-plan ng maayos. Kasi alam mo na just in case you don't trust the person or you don't trust yung ways and yung systems and all, alam mo na covered ka pa din. In my situation kasi, yung artist na darating or yung bandang darating, kaibigan ko eh. So again, for the love of. So gusto mo, maayos yun for them. Kasi tutulungan mo na lang kasi alam mo na ganun yung situation.
Maybe we can talk about the benefits or perks of being in this kind of side hustle or industry.
Aside from, it's a free concert for you. You get to work for or with your idols, lalo na if you're a fan, and then you get paid for it, diba? Iba rin yung experience at saka yung fulfillment of accomplishing something like this. As I said, ang daming unforeseen problems na pwede mangyari kasi live siya. So, ang daming problema pwede mangyari. Tapos, kapag na-solve mo yun o naayos mo yun, diba? Ang sarap ng feeling na ganun. Tapos, ang saya din to see na ang dami mong napasaya ang tao, lalo yung mga taong nanood tsaka yung mga fans, parang masaya. So, again, it's a party. So, pag nanonood ka, iba, enjoy mo rin yung nakita mong pinagtrabahuan mo tas lahat okay. And then sometimes, chance ka to get to travel. Yung current project ko with Eraserheads, I'm based in Sydney, pero yung project ko is sa Melbourne. Tapos, after that, dahil nag-i-invest din ako in concerts, Perth naman yon with yung partner producer.
Do you see yourself coming up with your own events and production company? Nasa bucket list mo ba yan? You have all the tools that you need. Well,
to be honest, I'm trying to now. Partners kami with yung opportunity of investing and producing nandun. Although, let's see. Although nag-invest pa konti-konti, it's just that, syempre, ngayon nakikita mo, yun nga eh, ang hirap, ang dami ring challenges kasi of producing a show. And it's not like a one-person investment thing or business right thing. Kailangan talaga marami kayo. Kasi laki talaga ng expenses ng put up a show. Kahit na gusto mo naman siyang gawin for the love of, realistically, iba ang setup sa Australia. So, iba ang lifestyle nga dito. Tsaka ang requirements sa pag-put up ng show. So, ang dami. Trying to get there. Let's see how we go.
Soki, para sa mga gustong pumasok sa ganitong klaseng industriya, kahit na racket or let's say, gagawa sila ng sarili lang events and production company, ano ang maipapayo mo sa kanila?
Always na tip ko for people na gustong mag-events management or pumasok sa entertainment industry, important talaga yung networking. So start networking as early as you can kasi that's talaga yung important in this business. Eh. The more people you know, the more opportunities and options you have. Tapos the more people you know, the easier life will be pag if you're working in this type of work. Kasi hindi mo alam kailan mo kakailanganin ng isang tao. So, hindi mo naman saan ang gagamit. Pero let's say you meet other businesses then. And then, of course, nagkataon pareho kayo ng interests and stuff. So nagkakaroon ng business for that person also, business for you. From that, find reasons why you want to do this or why you're doing this. Kasi malaking bagay na gusto mo yung ginagawa mo. Kasi as I said, it can be very frustrating, it can be disappointing, challenging. Malaking bagay na alam mo why you're doing this. Plus lastly, of enjoy kasi masaya naman talaga siya. Kaka marami kang matututunan, marami kang makikilala.
Alright, best of luck. And again, maraming salamat kay Soki Monard. Tandaan niyo po mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.